Hello and welcome to the All Ranch Mode podcast. This is episode 126.
Yep.
The Star Wars The Force Awakens episode. My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ.
We have a special
and I'm
guest.
Dougie.
Oh, yeah. We have Robot Doug here. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Okay, so pretty big episode. We all just saw The Force Awakens last night.
Before anyone, I think we were the first, right?
Like, well, no, the West Coast would have been seeing it first, right?
Fuck them. They don't.
The Canadian premiere was on Wednesday, idiot.
Yeah, but that was the premiere, like, where celebrities go.
Wow, you're late.
Holy shit. Okay, so yeah, we have Doug here through Google Hangouts and through the telephone. So I apologize if the audio quality is not the best, but we'll try and put on a good show for you. So we're just going to generally go through our thoughts. We should mention right away that this is completely spoiler podcast. If you haven't seen the movie, do not listen to this. Can't stress that enough, because it's really good. You know, you don't want it to be wrecked. So first thing I want to mention is the whole issue of spoilers. If anyone got anything spoiled, or you know, like how you feel about the whole, you know, the Fano effect where he went in blind, tried not to watch any.
That's crazy that happened.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Like, big of a fan as he is of Star Wars, and just denying himself of all the trailers after the internet exploded every single time.
Good trailers,
yeah,
like every really
time,
good.
Every time a trailer came out,
so when
that's
when,
all you heard about that day,
was yeah,
new so, Star Wars trailer drop.
When Han and Chewie get into the Millennium Falcon. For the first time. That's the first time he's seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I was, like, actually seeing things through Fano's eyes.
Fano bought, you know, the...
That's fucking...
You crazy. Know the collectible black...
Phasma?
The black
Captain
boxes?
Phasma, yeah.
He bought Phasma and had no idea who Phasma was. Phasma has three lines in the
sweet
movie.
Sweet guy.
Didn't even know Phasma was a girl.
Yeah. He talked to me about it, and he was saying, like, Phasma's the best. That guy looks awesome. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like,
Fano.
He doesn't know anything. Like, I almost said Snoke or something, like, just... Easy.
He hasn't even heard of Snoke.
Yeah, he had no idea who Snoke was. Like, it was just,
well, I've seen the movie and I don't have any idea who Snoke is, so.
Spoiler, yeah. Phasma's shit.
She's fine. She's just not.
She looks cool.
Yeah, they just took a little side character and made him look awesome, that's all.
So, I've obviously been wanting to talk about it, and everybody else has been wanting to talk about it, but we wanted to save the conversation for the show. But I figured, I picked up Max from his great-grandmother's today, and we took the long way home, and I was like, Max, do you want to hear the story of the new Star Wars? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, fucking right. I can tell somebody about Star Wars. And Lena in the backseat goes, don't spoil it. Like, I was just like, how does a fucking 7-year-old
know spoilers?
Like, yeah, know what a spoiler is. I'm like, who told you that word? And she's just like, I don't know, kids at school? Like, I'm like, you talked about Star Wars at school? And she just said, like, other movies or something. She heard a couple kids saying it. But, like, yeah, it seems like there's a genuine respect for spoilers on this movie. I was going on the internet looking for any discussions about the movie after I saw it, because there's nothing, like, all I wanted to do was hear more things about that movie.
Yeah.
And everything on the internet was spoiler free.
I think it's just Game of Thrones, right? In the books.
Yeah.
Like, there's a respect for the, like, love of the series. The same thing with Star Wars, even probably more so, right? So,
yeah.
I can see that totally.
It's a testament for Disney and for Bad Robot, Lucasfilm, to keep it under wraps this long. Because they did a really good fucking job. I'm pretty sure... Remember the whole Luke is Kylo Ren thing?
That was crazy.
I heard that from somebody, and I was like, fuck, I really hope that's not it. That's got to be it. I was really happy that it wasn't.
I read an article, like, six things why that's true, and it was so convincing.
You read the article?
Yeah, it was six reasons why. It was book prior, so...
Yeah.
Who cares? It's just theories, right?
It's not. No, I didn't want to hear shit.
I had a big spoiler.
Yeah,
for
I didn't
me.
Want to be convinced. I'm way too persuasive.
I wasn't convinced, but it was impressive. Like, everyone was meaningful.
I watched the trailer, and I was reading through comments. I don't know why I was even doing this. And I saw immediately a big fucking spoiler, and I was like, fuck, I hope that's not true. I knew who Kylo Ren was. Mm-hmm. Like, not that he was Adam Driver, but who his parents were. I was like, oh!
I feel like that wasn't even that...
In a comment?
In the movie.
In a though. Comment. I don't know how it was in comments, but it had a bunch of, like, thumbs up or something, so it was high, like, on the YouTube comments. I was like,
I feel like that didn't carry that much weight in the movie, though.
Well, it had a very large impact. It had a very large impact on one of my predictions.
Well, they were very light in the way that they introduced it. Like, they were very, like, it was right at the beginning of the movie. There was no build towards it. They just threw it out there.
Yeah, I really liked how they weren't coy about anything. I'm looking at the screen, like, as if Doug can see me looking back at him, which is awesome.
Well, he can.
The lights are like, look at that. That's what he sees.
Can you see us?
Well, I can see Joe's hat. I can see just dark faces.
It's really dim in here.
I just turn the light on a little bit.
But, yeah, I liked that they didn't hide things, because even in the real world, they wouldn't have hid that. The Max von Sydow character knew who he was, and he just talked about it right away. I would talk about it every time I saw the guy.
Who was
that
guy?
Go back. I don't know. I don't know who that was. But
the chop at the beginning?
Yeah, he got chopped.
I was like...
The old man chop.
Good chop.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That so was a good chop.
Before we jump,
best chop.
Before we jump into that movie...
Kylo Ren killed? The guy who had the map?
Oh, yeah.
The guy, so the guy with the
map. Old man. So angry.
Before we jump into it...
oh my god, I got a good
spot. I'd like to know...
I got a top five at that point, sorry.
I'd love to know Doug's theater experience. What was it like in Toronto?
Surprisingly, a little bit underwhelming, I think. Like, all the big guns got busted out for the Wednesday Canadian premiere. Like, I have some friends on Facebook who are in the 501st, and they went to it, and I saw a bunch of their photos, and it looked like everyone was in costumes. I mean, the hype was there, but it was pretty much just a bunch of people in t-shirts and everything. It was pretty calm, honestly. I don't have a good story about it.
Yeah, Dan.
Ours was the same way.
Yeah, Dan got there, and the theater was barren. What time did you get there?
I left work at 5, so I got there probably about 5:20, 5:30 for a 7 o'clock showing. I walked into Silver City, and the entire lobby was just barren. I was alone.
Yeah, I kind of had a similar experience, honestly. Like, I saw it at the Young and Dundas Theater, and I finished work at 5, and I went down there, and no one was really there. And then I went to the mall and had dinner and, like, went shopping and came back at, like, 7, because the movie didn't start till 7:30, and no one was really there.
We've seen it before, Doug. You had IMAX?
They actually held the movie because they were waiting for people to come in. They knew it was sold out, and they delayed the start time by about 20 minutes.
That sucks. Stupid idiots couldn't make it on time?
Ours was almost delayed by 20 minutes by commercials.
But they knew, like, it's a sold-out theater. Like, we got to wait, or these people are going to be pissed that everyone's walking in front of them. I'm kind of glad they waited, but...
That's a good point, yeah. Is people are going to be walking around.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, reserve seating was the reason why everything was barren. If it wasn't barren, people would have been camping out
the day
3 days before.
Yeah, got to get your good seats.
Oh,
yeah.
More than that. Yeah. Wasn't episode 1 like 8 days people were in line?
Yeah, in Windsor they were like a week, I remember.
Doug, did you dress up?
No, I just wore like a Star Wars t-shirt.
I wasn't
ready yet.
I had like a makeshift Han Solo belt, but I was carrying a lightsaber on it because it's the only toy I have. And, you know, I just heard all the rumors about like they're not going to let weapons in and shit like that. So I left it in the car, and then there was no fucking problem. I mean, there was nobody in masks, so I think that was the big thing. They didn't want anyone in a mask.
They didn't want props for masks. That's what it
seems. But Chad walked in with a lightsaber.
Sup?
The theater sent me an email saying, hey,
leave your
shit
at home
tomorrow. Don't bring your weapons or anything. So, like, I don't know. But they said costumes were fine. I don't know about masks. But I saw a pretty funny meme online. It was like, Han, when he gives the blaster to Rey for the first time, and the caption was like, better throw this in the garbage. Lucasfilm won't let us bring our weapons to the premiere.
All right.
Pretty good. I don't know.
Well, we can jump right into the movie. I don't know how much in detail we want to go, but I have kind of an overview of the scenes. So I guess just anybody who wants to interject or has something to say, go ahead. I mean, Chad, you right away, the attack on Jakku. You had something to say?
Yeah.
The chop?
The chop was amazing, but But when they show Kylo Ren's power for the first time, like, he just kind of goes in and he's like, kill them all. And then Poe stands up and shoots his blaster. And he just goes, boom! Just fucking stops the blaster. Just like,
yeah,
in midair, and he's just frozen. Like, whole, like, no Jedi is that powerful. No Sith is that powerful.
It's weird that he had, like, a different set of attributes. Like, he had different powers that he used or that he got good at. It reminds me of video games where, like, you can pick your...
Instead of mind trick, your skill? It was mind rape or something.
Yeah, and like he put like freeze. He put a lot of fucking experience points into the freeze skill. Because like he froze people on several occasions in that movie.
He froze Rey really good too. Yeah,
her arm behind her back.
Freeze
and she's just...
mind control, but he's not that good with his lightsaber.
No, he's not very good.
He even made a kind of shit one.
I love the shit one though.
No, but that's why it comes out the sides, right? It's not supposed to be like that good.
Exhaust. Well, I saw in a book that it's a cracked crystal. So, like, it's probably spewing out of the sides, you know? So you have to figure it out. Nothing more. The attack on Jakku, that was a really cool fucking shot. The old man, I feel like...
Once he leaves, like, the shot just gets left loose.
Yeah, he finally lets it go.
The shit out of...
Was the old man the same old man that Rey saw in her vision? Like, she was holding the hand, looking at a ship leaving Jakku, and the hand, and was it that old man saying, like, look away, child?
I don't know.
I can't wait to see that again. BB-8 ends up taking off, and then, you know, later in the movie, Rey finds him, and, you know, we meet Rey for the first time as scavenging. I really liked, was that Luke's helmet that she was wearing? Or is it just a Rebel pilot?
Just a Rebel pilot.
There's like a number on the side. If there's any, like 733 or some shit.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably the coolest shot in the entire movie with like
the AT-AT on its side.
No, the scale of the one engine of the Star Destroyer.
Yeah,
she's standing out front, just like, holy fuck! Like how big that thing was.
Yeah.
I love that.
Big enough for the Millennium Falcon to fly through it with ease.
Let me just say that the opening shot. We jump past the opening shot, like. As they pan down, like, after the credit roll or whatever to the...
The crawl.
Yeah, the crawl to the planet. And then the size of that Star Destroyer. Blacks out the planet completely. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Are there two forms of a Star Destroyer? A Star Destroyer and a... Like,
there's
a,
many.
And a Super Star Destroyer, which is, like, ridiculous
size. I feel like this one was different, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a Super Star Destroyer or a regular one. It was, like, a new build.
A duper one.
Yeah.
Super duper Star Destroyer.
So, yeah, I mean, they kind of go over, like, there's a lot of key scenes in this movie that it uses, like, plot devices. Like, the only reason Poe gets caught is to just get away again. Like, he tells them, what does he tell them? Oh, that BB-8. He tells them about BB-8. Kylo Ren gets Poe to tell him about BB-8, whatever. Finn and Poe escape. Any questions about Finn's origin or Finn's, like, first scene?
I don't know. It kind of hits on one of my lows of the movie.
Yeah, we won't get there yet. I really liked how Finn and Rey met. Like, he was wearing Poe's jacket and then BB-8 tattles on him. Yeah. And then fucking after she rapes, like, that crew of scavengers, she just looks at Poe or at Finn and, like, sprints at him. And he's like he runs over to help her.
Yeah.
And then she looks at him, like, and he's like, fuck. And then she just, like, sprints at him. I really like that.
Yeah, and he's like, what?
I had the same conversation with Emily. It was like, I'll save this girl. Oh, she kind of just saved herself. Oh, shit, now she wants to kick my ass. Shit.
And then there's the whole thing, like, Finn and Rey escaping. And the Millennium Falcon, the reveal of the Millennium Falcon.
Underwhelming.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Underwhelming? That was amazing, yeah.
The crowd went nuts.
That thing's a piece of shit. I'm not taking that.
Not even in this shot. That was kind
of
weird.
Yeah, and this piece of shit. And she makes a second mention. I guess we're taking the piece of shit because her ship got destroyed and then it's the Millennium Falcon. Yes! Just like, the crowd erupted for us. Like, our whole theater went nuts.
Oh, yeah. Same with me. It was crazy.
No one cares that Rey can just fly that thing?
Well,
I thought it was odd.
The Force is strong in this one.
I guess, yeah.
There's a lot of that in this movie.
We don't know her background.
This is... Biggest gripe is that it should have been 4 hours long.
Yeah. All I wanted was more. And I kept thinking about, like, the original Star Wars movie and how much you don't know about any character by the end of that movie.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
2 years for the next film.
it was the same with this movie. Like, I have so many questions after seeing it. Like, I don't feel like I went in with a certain amount of questions and I went out with just...
More.
Some got answered, but I have new questions now. Like, I'm right in.
not only that, it's like, I want 10 movies with these characters. I need 9 more. Like, I need
prequels to this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a prequel trilogy before to this.
6.5, baby.
Yeah, I'm in the theater like, well, how are they going to tell that story? Is it going to be comic books? Is it going to be video games? Like, yeah. I'm just like, yeah. How so the fuck? Times. They did so much fucking, like lore building in such a in 2 hours. They've literally, like, reset the entire Star Wars, like, chronology. Yeah. Every little character they introduced, every backstory, buddy, there was so much.
I love the backstory, it's one of my highs.
Even Max von Sydow, you don't know why he has that map of Luke. You don't know anything.
There's 3 factions now, correct? You have the First Order.
Sure, yeah, that's political.
The Republic.
It seems like there's always 4, right? There's light and dark, and then...
Fano, I was trying to talk to Fano about this when we were in the car ride home. And I was like, so the First Order wants to eliminate the Republic.
Yes.
They said this very well in the movie.
And I was like, so why do they just want to be the reigning, Republic the new reigning rebellion. How does the Republic back the rebellion when they're essentially?
No. They're not a rebellion anymore. There's the Republic, and then there's the Resistance who are trying to fight off the First Order.
Sorry, Resistance. Yeah,
but the Resistance are so the Republic, same as the rebels.
No, but the Republic is a political like entity, right? And the Resistance is a military group. So it's like people that represent the Republic are now militarized, and they're all fighting the First Order.
So
that's why there's generals and stuff like that. They're not senators.
I want to hear the start of the First Order.
I want to hear the start of the fucking Knights of Ren. Like, or Luke's entire Jedi Academy. Like, oh, well, Kylo Ren defected and that was the end of that. What?
Were there multiple Jedi or just him?
Buddy, when Rey had her vision, there was, like, a field of bodies.
They were Jedis?
I imagine they were Jedi.
Okay, I was confused if it was just him. They was training?
Or it was him and his crew of fucking, like, the most awesome Star Wars characters ever, that they're only in one fucking shot, and that's how you know, like, that's gonna be huge. Like, they're gonna...
What shot was this?
Her vision.
Her vision when he was out in the rain with those guys behind him?
Yeah! Who are those guys?
That was in the trailer, and I was...
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be...
Looks all cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Han Solo just happens to find them. He's got a new ship, that huge freighter. And,
kind of looks like a Tantive.
Yeah, it does. So he's just flying, and again, they blame, not blame, but they use the Force as a story catalyst. Like, oh, you know what? Like, even Han says it. He's like, you think it was an accident? Like, the Force is at work here. And it's just like...
I buy into that, for sure.
I kind of like it, too.
Yeah. Fate, Force, absolutely.
Like, there's a huge thing about, like, how Luke when Luke crashed on Dagobah, it happened to be, like,
right
50
Yoda's
yards
hut.
Away from Yoda's hut.
Yeah.
It's just the Force
on
at work.
On a planet.
Oh, wait, come on,
baby. So, I kind of like the idea that the Force is constantly at work in both light side and dark. Like, they're both working to thrive simultaneously, and that's why balance is important, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, yep, the Force, you know, like, you're in our fucking scanners in this huge galaxy. Like,
yeah, even you happen Rey to be the says, ship. Like, when asked how she got out of the, like, how did you escape? She said, you wouldn't believe me. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I don't even know what happened. So that's the Force just doing its thing.
So Han takes them to Maz's castle.
Hans!
Han takes them to Maz's castle, and we pretty much get another, like, our this generation's cantina scene.
Yeah.
I loved it!
Who is that bitch?
Oh, awesome.
Is there any mention of her in anything before?
There's a book about that, the woman in with, like, the hoodie, the tight hoodie.
Who's
Maz Kanata you're talking about.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a pirate, like, lord.
So she's never explained, but she's supposed to be this wise... I'm 100 years old.
She's 1,000 years old.
1,000.
Apparently, that character was supposed to have a lot more screen time, but they were really unhappy with the actress's CG performance, so they cut a lot of it out and changed the story.
Hey, wow. Who was...
Yeah. Scoop.
Is that Lupita Nyong'o?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, holy that's fuck, okay.
Who the and fuck is Lupita
There's a lot Nyong'o? Of a lot of lines
the
in the trailers.
Slave girl.
A lot of lines in the trailers are not in
the
movie.
The same eyes.
Yeah, she talks about eyes to Finn, which is an awesome scene, by the way. She's trying to, like, size up Finn, and he's like, you don't know a thing about me. You have no idea what's coming. And he's just like, I liked... Finn was one of my favorite characters. Like, and it's tough to weigh that against Rey, Kylo Ren, and Poe Dameron. Like, they're all so good.
Mm.
Really? Do you want to save that for later?
I just said Poe wasn't that great.
Poe, buddy.
Poe was underwhelming.
I like
Poe was the
possibly better than
character
Rey.
Ever.
Poe as a pilot was so sick.
They didn't give him shit. They didn't give him anything to say.
Well, he's not the main character, right? He's the Han Solo. And again, like, I just keep thinking about...
I expected him to be the Han Solo.
No, dude, I keep thinking about this.
Han Solo.
But, listen.
Finn.
No.
All I'm saying is...
Han Solo is the Han Solo.
Go back and think about Star Wars Episode 4, like, the first movie. You don't know who's important by the end of that movie. You know Luke is really important. Yeah. That's it. You don't know anything about Leia. You don't know that there's going to be a romance between Leia
Poe
and Han.
Poe got no screen time.
It was weird for being
a big actor.
Yeah, and his intro was like, oh, he's going to be the fucking like resistance pilot. No one's going to fuck with him.
But before the intro, did you really think he was going to be in the movie? Like, he was in barely like 1 second of every trailer.
You see his face go, whoa!
I was like, why are you giving him so much screen time right at the beginning? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
and he disappeared.
He's got
as much
screen time as everyone else.
No, he disappears for a while. Remember, after the crash, he's just gone.
Well, in the trailers, he has just as much screen time as everyone else.
Well, he's the pilot, right? Anytime there's an X-Wing battle, they need a pilot.
Was Wedge in the fucking old trailers?
Well, Luke was the pilot.
Exactly. Luke was the main character. So Finn was driving the X-Wing.
I liked when he learned to fly when he first flew the TIE fighters. Like, I've always wanted to fly one of these things.
Love that.
And this thing's got kicked. Just like out of the fucking thing. So very quickly we see Rey, like that lightsaber is calling to her, which means something.
Yeah. It was obviously something with Rey. It's the biggest mystery, I think, in the whole...
Here's my question. Sorry to interrupt, CJ.
You keep doing those parallels. Who's Han? Who's Luke?
She's obviously the main character.
The main Jedi.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Kylo.
No doubt about that.
What do you mean maybe it's Kylo?
Maybe in episode 2 is all about Kylo Ren and his story and how he becomes good.
He's totally bad.
What's going to happen with them in episode 2 is he's going to train with Snoke. Because Snoke requested that he come to finish his training. Sure. And she's with Luke. So they're both going to be, like, I think the lightsaber battles aren't going to be the same in episode 8.
Is Snoke Andy Serkis?
Yeah.
God damn it, anyway. I was really hoping to, like, see him.
Who the fuck is Snoke?
I don't know. But let me ask you this before we get too far. When she introduces herself to BB-8, he says, the droid, says, classified. And she's like... Classified, eh? Like, I know all about that. Big secret. Does she know she's important?
No.
Is she being coy? Or is she being, like, sarcastic?
No. She has no idea who she is.
She
has no idea who she is. Isn't that said in one of the trailers? Like, who
I'm no one. But no maybe... But if she got dropped off and that Max von Sydow guy, I don't even know the character's name, said, I can't tell you about your parents.
Okay, there's
I'm not telling you anything about them.
An obvious, like...
Big secret.
Like
where he asked where you come from. It's like, big secret. I don't know.
Well... Her parents or whoever the fuck she was waiting for are never coming back. Like, there's so much mention of it and so much talk of
So why don't we put
origin.
A pin into that and then we'll speculate maybe about what her significance is in a little bit. But yeah, the lightsaber was calling Rey's vision, which was pretty badass.
Awesome.
But it really seemed like the Force was pulling that character. Like, everywhere. Everything. Like, she had a vision immediately. Like, she was able to put up with Kylo Ren's, like, torture immediately.
Yeah, like she
could fly a fucking Falcon immediately.
She's picking up the she was a good pilot. Like, she's flown other things before, but she never.
No, she hasn't.
She must have been. She
flown
Landcraft only, man.
No way.
She's trapped on Jakku.
Never left the atmosphere, is what she said. So she's been flying around.
Okay,
I've never seen green. I never knew this much green.
I took it as not just like the Force guiding her, but like Luke specifically
pulling.
Like Luke specifically reaching out to her.
Possibly, because why would...
I don't think it was just, like, accidental. I think Luke knew who she was and was waiting for her.
Somehow...
Like, Luke isn't hiding, he's waiting.
I sure hope that's true, because otherwise it's bitch for him to be waiting there.
There's some sort of pull to her.
He's wise. He knew he had to wait there, or he would have been defeated.
No, I like that. I hope that's right.
Yeah, I mean... Doug,
didn't give it up.
That's how I took it.
Doug, did you watch much Clone Wars?
Yeah, I've seen it all.
They get to one planet, and it's the first time you see a Force ghost in the continuity, and it's Qui-Gon, and he mentions this planet is a conduit and an amplifier. Like, so, like, the Force can pull and push from that, like, planet. Like, it's just a strong place.
Yeah.
And where do they say he went? Like, the first Jedi Temple?
Yeah.
So, like, it's possible he's up there pulling the strings.
Hey, the first Jedi Temple was in KOTOR.
It
wasn't a water planet.
Shelby asked me this. Did she see the map at all before Kylo Ren tortured her? Because she already knew about...
Yeah, she'd seen
it. She saw the map. Okay.
Yeah,
that's why it was on the
Yeah, and she,
Leia showed it to her.
And she already knew about an island surrounded by water.
Yeah, so when Ren is in her
head... A mountain and island, yeah.
When Ren's in her head, he makes mention of, like, I see the water, I see the island, and he's talking about her sleepless night, so she's been probably seeing that same vision for a while.
Awesome.
Yeah. While she tries to sleep, so that is kind of proving that Luke...
I can't wait to see it again.
Like, so, attack on the castle. I hate to keep things moving,
but
there's the attack on the castle, which is kind of underwhelming. Rey ends up with Kylo Ren, which is what we're already talking about. At this point, you get introduced to the First Order, pretty much like, this is when they introduce themselves with, who's that, what's the general's name?
Yeah, who is that bitch?
General Hux.
General Hux, and then you get to see Leia and how the Resistance works. You see the big weapon destroying, like, pretty much the Republic. Is that Coruscant, by the way? Doug?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, and then the Rey and Kylo. And then there's the attack on Starkiller Base, which is, we're flying through this. We're already at the snow planet. One thing I wanted to mention is that there's not a lot of space travel.
No, it's all, like, light speed.
Yeah.
And they just pop out and they're where they're supposed to be. And
right? Yeah. Han Solo is almost fast traveling everywhere he fucking goes. Like, he light speeds from the inside the freighter
out
at one point, and then he leaves light speed in atmosphere. On the
and he has to pull up. He's like, I am pulling up, and he's going up the mountain. Like, he's that fucking close to the ground.
How great was Han Solo, by the way?
He did a great job.
I think it was good.
He
like
stole the scene. Everything was in.
I don't know about that. I really liked Finn. I thought he was solid. I really liked Rey too. Like,
I honestly thought BB-8 stole the fucking show.
BB-8 was BB-8, awesome.
Yeah, like, just hilarious.
I can't believe
every time they showed that thing, it was just like the way it turns.
One of my
just turning back and forth.
Yeah,
looking,
lighter.
At, looking at Rey and Finn. Yeah, the lighter too.
The thumbs up, and it's just like,
this is the biggest laugh in the theater.
Yeah, everyone loved that. I can't believe how well this movie like did with hitting the funny points. Nothing fell flat. Not one.
There was a lot of it, though.
It doesn't matter.
Don't you think it could have used a little more?
I was smiling and sitting like this the whole time. Like, like fucking in.
There was a lot of jokes in
it. A lot of comedy, and I think Finn's responsible for most of that.
Man, Chewie was the best Chewie I've ever seen. He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. But it was also the goriest Star Wars movie ever.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of blood. Blood on his mask immediately.
Like fucking... No other Star Wars movies have been this dark either.
That's another one of my bonuses. I really wanted, and I've said it on many episodes, I want more of a dark tone. I need it to be more of a dark tone and not episode one at all. And it delivered exactly what I wanted.
What I find interesting is that we'll listen back to this episode, or if we happen to catch up on it, and like just the conversation, we'll want to talk about things in between what we're talking about on this show. I know we're not hitting everything, but
we're gonna go back to our highs and lows.
So let's talk about Han Solo. What did you guys think of his final moments?
I cried.
I didn't.
It got me choked up when the shot switched over to Leia.
I cried not because it was Han dying. It was because just like how much hate that would mean for a son to do that to his father.
Kylo Ren was amazing.
Ben! And he just like turns around, drops his helmet. And then just like approaches his father face to face, and he's like, "You think for
just the total betrayal?"
A split second, he's like contemplating, like, "How do I stop what I've started?"
Well, he's chosen his side, and he's saying, "Like, I know I got to go in this direction, but I don't want you to get in the way. Like, I have to abandon all like attachment.
Your son is gone,
right? Like, saying? No, I'm talking about Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that's what
like he has to cut himself off from being a Solo."
Well, he says that. He's like...
And he's like, I need your help. And, like, and Han says, yeah, whatever you need. And Kylo Ren gets rid of him.
Do you think he was serious about Kylo Ren saying, kill me, at any point? Or was it all fake?
Kylo Ren never... When does he say, kill me?
Well, he hands him this thing, like... is that not what he's suggesting?
No.
I think he's suggesting, like, disarm me.
Yeah, like, I'm quitting. But well, I knew immediately what was happening.
I'm gonna fall to the dark side. You have to kill me.
No, what I think is that he... For me, he is dark side, but he still has that light attachment. He talks to Darth Vader, the Vader helmet about
while he's alone. He's like,
I'm still feeling light, and it's probably his attachment to his family that's pulling him towards the light. So he's all like committed to dark side. How do I get rid of this feeling of the light side? Get rid of my attachment, and Han agrees, and he has no idea he means
the way they exchange you words. Need to though, die. Is like I was expecting Kylo Ren to say die. Like I figured it was going to happen. It didn't though, because he was like, "I need you to help me." And then Han's like, "I'll do anything you need."
Yeah.
I expected him to go like, "Then die," and like through him, because like that's how he's helping him. Like no more light. He is straight dark now. You kill your father.
Yeah.
You aren't feeling
it. But I think Han meant it. I think Han meant, if you want to kill me, go ahead. I don't care.
Yeah, because he didn't seem very surprised.
I'm surrendering completely as your father to you right now.
Well, I imagine
what it was. I imagine one way or another.
Yeah, like, this is going to fuck you up later, man.
I imagine just Han think about it. Tried to pull on that lightsaber a bit, and the second there was resistance.
Yeah, he knew what was coming.
He knew.
Yeah, there was, because it showed a second shot of the hand. Of
his it was seen it was hand, like, it was resting in Ren's hands, and Han had it. I'm like, he must not be able to pull it away. Like it's just it's
and then
not
he, and then his, he gripped it, and yeah. Then you see the darkness. The sun has like been fully absorbed.
Kind of a bullshit move. Like I don't know. He seems pretty powerful, but not very good with the lightsaber, like you mentioned, Doug. But he did get shot.
There's no training. There's no training.
The Knights of Ren and Jedi training. He was one of Luke's trainees. Like he was one of Luke's Padawans.
I don't even necessarily know that that's true.
They tell you that. Yeah, they said
because,
it.
Because Leia says I shouldn't have sent him away. Luke should have trained him. But she sent him away to someone else.
Han explains to Rey and Finn that Luke trained a kid and things went wrong. And he's talking about his kid that Luke said, you know.
Okay, fine,
yeah,
very well.
Affected and killed all the other Jedi.
How old do you think he is? 20?
He's got to be 30s.
There's no fucking way he's in his 30s.
He's 30 years old is what they're going for.
There's no way he's 30 years old.
It's been 30 years.
How old's Adam Driver?
Probably 30?
He's probably around 30.
I don't think he's 30 in the movies. There's no fucking way.
Adam Driver's probably in his mid-30s, but I think...
Han is like 65.
The timeline they're trying to establish.
I can't see him.
The timeline is 30 years.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's 30 years since the last, right?
Well, I'm just trying to say, the timeline they're trying to establish between, like, how long has it been since Luke's Jedi Order has fallen, I would guess, like, Kylo Ren got to about 20 years old, defected, killed everybody, and it's been about 10 years since Luke's been in hiding, since Han's been gone and everything. That's my guess.
Yeah, because in Rey's vision, he was already Kylo Ren in the mask.
So he's in his, like, let's say, late 20s. If this is 30 years after the episode 6...
Yeah,
then he can't be 30. They didn't just like
okay, whatever. We're talking about a couple of years in like in this.
Fine,
thing, but
he looks really young, and he acts really young. 30 is not young.
He's still kind of like
he's
Anakin,
30 at the oldest, right?
Anakin,
20
at
the oldest. Really.
Okay, we're beating this to death, Dan.
Yeah,
you mentioned comedy and that it hits every time.
Every time,
the first time Kylo Ren has a chance to get really mad, he fucking hacks the shit out of that
his fucking temper tantrum,
and it switches to the fucking. The officer, as a joke.
Not necessarily.
Every time he gets mad, there's a little joke about like, oh fuck, Kylo Ren's mad. The stormtrooper's walking up and then turning away. I was like, show him, like, well, you know what? He mentioned the girl, and then he fucking choked that guy out.
There was a girl.
I think that's obviously intentional. We're not supposed to take him as a serious, like, we should fear this fucking Jedi.
I want him to be the scariest thing in the whole world.
That's what I wanted him to be as well.
But he's not. I totally disagree.
That was Vader, and I don't want that over again. I love that. He's not Vader. Redhead guy, the Hux guy, is it?
No, he isn't Vader. What TJ's saying is, if he was all powerful, he was already at his prime, he would have been Vader.
And
he would have
been a real Anakin. He's Anakin in episode 3, just a pissed off fucking kid.
He's already dark, but still being pulled towards the light. Anakin's the opposite, right? He's a Jedi, but he's being pulled towards the dark.
Exactly, and Luke was the same way when his role. He tried to get Darth Vader tried to get Luke to
Kylo
the dark
was the exact same. He was a Jedi being pulled towards the dark, and he's now full dark.
He talks to Vader's helmet and says, "Grandfather, like I can still feel the light."
I think he's a protagonist. They want us to like him. We kind of like him.
Obviously, Vader's still like.
There's no way, boys. Kylo's ever going light, in my opinion. Like in that scene when he killed Han. I knew right away, I'm sure you all did, that like Han was going to die. Like the music stopped.
As
soon as he started creeping on him.
But the performance of like the two actors actually had me believe for half a second. I was like, oh my God, maybe this will happen. Maybe Han will call him over. And then I just thought back to the scene of him blowing up five planets of like billions of people.
No, he didn't do
like,
that though.
He can't just come. To
that was the redhead thing. Guy.
Yeah, that was the other.
That was General Hux.
The redhead guy like, is going to go like super evil. He'll get a scar or something.
But he has
you.
No force.
Well, I can tell you right now, Ren will, in the next film, I promise you, he's going to be a bad motherfucker.
Ridiculous.
Everyone made it off, so everyone...
He's going to have a massive scar across his face. He was stabbed through the arm with a lightsaber. He was shot by Chewie. And you see him keep fucking hitting himself?
That
was
punching blood out of his wounds.
I'm just reminding you that he's injured, so that way
you know why he
was ass kicked.
No, he was doing that to piss himself off. That's
sure.
it. Woo!
That was amazing.
He was reminding the audience that he was...
He's just like, let's fucking go!
Yeah, Danny's been there before, man. Danny's felt it.
Multiple times he did that. I was like, hit me! It's amazing.
So, I mean, okay, they escape. I don't know if there's anything else that we can talk about, but they get back. I loved R2 turning back on.
Yeah.
And like...
BBA
was
like
time.
So cute with him, eh? Like,
yeah.
Just like bumping into him, like, come on, man.
So, yeah, and then we finally get our glimpse of Luke at the very end.
He looks fucking cool.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, what'd you guys think of that?
Awesome.
Love that beard.
I mean, it was kind of awkward. Like, there was probably, like...
It wasn't the beard, it was the long hair that I fucking loved.
Yeah, as soon as the hood came off and the hair was in the wind, I was like, he looks so fucking badass.
That
but
is
the
most
looks they were giving each other was so...
Terminator robot hand?
That was dope.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think, and I didn't think walking into the theater, I was like, oh, well, okay, that's just him or her finding Luke, just like Luke found Yoda. But I am thinking back on that scene, like, that's the most important scene, like, in my, like, life, you know? Like, it adds so much more weight to the original trilogy. And, like, knowing his story and knowing what he went through and, like, just the hopelessness of, like, the Skywalker bloodline, like, he's just out. He's gone.
How dumb... Let's be honest.
And he's like the legend at this point. He's the last Jedi.
Sure he is. And everyone thinks at this point he's just myth. Like,
yeah.
He's not. It's like, oh my god, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Spread across galaxies, this story like of Jedi and everything. But the whole fact that there's this map of the galaxy and like C-3PO says like, the chunk that we have is like, it doesn't, I don't know where it is. It's not anything. And it's like, it's a fucking puzzle piece that fits directly into this other puzzle piece.
No, but it's not that. It's
why
it's,
is there a map? Of, like, what is this trail that he, like, GPS device? Like, if there was any
well,
trail
think about
of him, you
the
would
galaxy
know
is
go.
360 degrees, right? Like, there's a lot of directions you can go in. And
it's
the one that BB-8 holds is where he is, but no one knows how to get to that square.
That's fine.
No one knew that until R2.
So travel to that incompleted square and figure it out.
But how stupid is it that, like...
Sure, yeah.
There's a map to where Luke is.
Yeah, like, they have charted everything around it, except for this one piece that
just
is
just go to that one
shape.
That we don't have.
That's an absolute...
It was a bit cheesy.
Well, they didn't have that
but
until
you know
R2 came
on.
Back.
Hold on. But they didn't have the full map either. R2 had the full... Like,
R2 had the full map, and Kylo Ren had the full map. He
yeah,
got it from
yeah,
the...
Yeah, but R2 was a fucking garbage can for the last 15 years.
Sure, that's fine, but...
And he was with Leia. Like, there was no...
Pipes right now?
Oh, look at his pipes.
Is these pipes?
You're showing off your pipes right now.
They're distracting.
Scratching my back.
You want to bend over?
Yeah, I've been working up. No, well, but all seriously, like, that's a pretty stupid plot point. Like, we have the map to where he is. Like, who made this map? And is it GPS location? Like,
so... Anybody who knew about R2 having the partial map wasn't out to look for Luke. They didn't want to find him just because they knew he didn't want to be found. Right?
This is the reason they wrote a 4-hour script.
they had
to cut the fuck down in every spot they could.
Yeah, I need so many more movies.
Just enough story at every turn.
What did you think of Luke? You stepped out, but Luke's reveal, like where he was.
I loved it.
I heard you.
I love seeing his head. Like as soon as he turned around,
Chad was
like is that? Yeah, we haven't squeal. Seen him in like 3 years. We haven't seen Mark Hamill. No one knows what he looked like.
The long hair was crazy.
He looked so fucking cool. He was better than Obi-Wan. He was better than anybody. Like, he looked fucking amazing.
He looked awesome.
When you're an old man, who would you rather be? Old Luke or old Han?
Luke.
Old Luke, man.
Yeah, Han is just...
Yeah.
I'd rather be Han.
Han was in pain the whole time.
Yeah, my back hurts. Oh,
I'm Bagianomy.
He broke his leg 2 minutes in, and he was just limping around the place.
All right, so we'll probably be talking about this movie for the next 15 years. Let's go highs and lows. I'm going to just go through mine. Does anyone else have highs and lows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have lows.
Mine real quick, in no particular order. Poe's kill streak on fighting at the castle.
Yeah, when
it's just a Finn is in Finn's frame
on the ground. He's like, "Now that's a pilot or something." And he's just
like buzzing around, taking out fucking ties. Like, yeah, one, just two, three.
On this guy's
one
ass.
Shot.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's not like you know, a lot of movies they would follow the X-wing and show him like shooting them all down and all that stuff. But it was just from Finn's perspective, just watching this bee of a fucking X-Men like bing, bing, like just zapping fucking ties out of the sky. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It went on forever too.
That was my. Do you remember the extended bow action of Legolas, Doug?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Him just
comparable.
just raping.
Finn and Rey meet. I thought that was a really funny scene. The new cast in general is amazing.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints.
Really. Han's death I thought was really great. Even the shot in 3D, it looked awesome. But just like
falling in.
The choice to make for the overhead and to watch him fall like into nothing.
Yeah.
After Kylo Ren killed him, and you know the reaction to that. You know, you got to see Rey's reaction. Kylo Ren talks to her like, "You think he's going to be a father figure in your life? Like you're going to get let down?" Like,
yeah.
Like she, that was like her hero. You know, like saving her and
yeah.
That was going to be her touchstone. I've got someone that I can be with. So that was handled really well, especially the switch over to Leia, showing like Leia, like feeling it
like
amazing. Still force sensitive, like, and old Luke. So yeah. Good. Like I said, it makes the original trilogy better. Just seeing that, like
seeing where
that he's gotten old,
where he's at.
I didn't like the final shot.
The helicopter shot. I hated it too.
It seemed like a joke.
It didn't belong in Star Wars.
Yeah, like, what?
There's just so much ocean moving, and then just, like,
it's just a realistic helicopter pan. Like,
it's right out of Lord of the Rings, man. It's Lord of the Rings, like, helicopter, like, they...
I think it was the
weirdest shot in the entire fucking movie.
It should have ended with one of their faces.
Everything was, like, perfectly filmed, and this one was, like, shaky camera.
Some guy in a fucking helicopter.
I found it weird how long she just stood out holding the saber, and him just staring at her with no words changed. She's like, if I hand something to you and you don't take it within 3 seconds,
I don't need it.
So, what do you think? Was he terrified? Was he surprised to see her?
I thought he was kind of like, "Who's this?"
He's saying, "Damn, you look fine."
She's a fox.
Oh, I took it as like, I've been waiting. Thank you're here now.
Oh yeah,
like you're here.
You're the one I've been looking for.
We were talking about earlier how Luke was maybe pulling strings and guiding her to get to that point, but I don't. Now that I'm thinking about this whole map thing and the fact that she didn't go to where he was until she got that map piece, it proves like that's bust. There's no fucking way that he was pulling her.
The map is weird. It should have been some sort of connection with the saber.
Yeah, why
not? The saber would pull her to Luke.
Like, no reason why they couldn't have done, like, another vision. Like, she touches it again after and just, like.
She never touched it till the end.
Like Dagobah?
She touched it.
She knows where to go.
She touched it the first time.
Yeah, but
that's when the vision hit her.
Obi-Wan told Luke to go to Dagobah. Luke didn't just find it.
Mm.
The Dagobah system. So there's my top five. There's my highs. Should I go to my lows or just move on? You guys do your highs.
Yes,
well.
Highs.
Okay, I'll do my top. I just wrote them in no particular order either.
No particular order.
No.
Are we going to end with lows, though?
Most particularly.
No, we got to open our predictions.
Okay, my top. Kylo Ren, just as a character. Adam Driver's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
He is good. His voice is ridiculous.
What did you think of his Bane voice?
Awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
I like the Bane helmet.
I love it. I think he sounds really, really cool. I like that he is, I don't know, reckless is a great word for him.
Has a temper.
Not only that,
yeah.
He's very important. He's not a Darth Maul.
No, that's what I want. I wanted very badly for him to be the Vader of this trilogy.
Well,
and he will be by the end of it.
If Rey is not a descendant of the Skywalker bloodline, then this is Kylo Ren's trilogy.
Yeah, I feel like it is. Like, he's always on screen.
He's the main character. Well, he's one of the main characters.
Yeah, him and Rey. So he's fucking sick.
When he talked in that mask, I was expecting it to be, like, slow, like Vader or something.
Yeah, and
just
it's
like,
not.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be annoying. And then he didn't, and I was like, yes.
And he takes his helmet off, and he's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's just a guy.
Yeah. Why do you think he has the sound augmentation?
Because it's sinister. I do it.
He's trying to be Vader.
I think so, too.
He even has, like, a mini Vader helmet. If you look at the back of it, it's got, like, a small kind of Vader shape.
His helmet without the toque, the hood.
It's without
the
looking.
Toque.
It's not as cool.
Yeah, we're Canadian, by the way.
Weird,
It is weird.
Without the toque, he's a
scary. Well, shit. Vader is like this big, bulky villain. You know what I mean? And he's just limber. He's very thin.
Well, Vader's more machine than man, right?
Well, why did they have to make a fat machine?
He's barrel-chested, though, Vader, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's Vader.
Fat.
I don't know if he's fat.
He's probably my size. Like, he's a fucking James Earl Jones in there. Anyway, Kylo Ren is like super fucking thin. I feel like the next movie's gonna be his movie. I feel like this movie was his movie. I fucking loved it. Anyway,
I just had a great time.
Second one, the movie had the darker tone that I was really hoping for, not the slapstick. I mean, there was some comedy, but it was
very slapstick.
Different
dark
though.
In one part.
Not even. No, it had a more serious feel to it. It wasn't. It was what
Sarah.
It was what I wanted it to be. If you don't think it had the darker tone, I mean, like Doug says, the gore.
It had both, right?
There's blood immediately right on fucking Finn's helmet.
Blood.
Like, what did you think? Tell me of all the other blood you've seen in Star Wars.
That
move on.
Is honestly, just worth mentioning.
We're talking about Dan's Five.
I think it's more serious. I don't know about dark.
It's serious, but like when there's jokey parts, I'm like, there's not much that separates this and the prequels. Like, other than the fact that the prequels are so epic and huge, and like it's just like they're all great. I don't know why everyone fucking gives people a hard time.
Whatever, I'll move on.
The fucking 1, 2, and 3.
The next one. Yeah, there was a first-person X-Wing shot.
That was so dumb.
Where it was like not looking into the cockpit at the pilot, but looking out of the cockpit
and
as the pilot's
eyes.
No, like literally as if you're flying the X-Wing and like he took a couple ties out and like it was. You don't remember that shot?
I don't.
Please someone tell me you remember that. Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it.
That was fucking sick. I just had the biggest smile on my face. That was the only time I looked at Fano in the whole movie, and we were both like, yeah. That was awesome.
Sweet.
Number 4, Rey is fucking sexy as hell, man.
She's a fox.
She's so hot, it hurts. I like her. And,
she's 23 in real life.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
That's not bad.
I don't give a fuck.
Her first movie, eh? Her first movie. She was in a movie in college, like in film school. But this is her first movie.
She's a fucking star, man. She's a fucking star.
No, she's gonna be fat and 70 by the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah, okay. I doubt it.
Fat and she's gonna be fat and 70 by the next Star Wars movie.
By the time 10, 11, 12 come out.
And I just wrote it was surprisingly funny, but we've touched on that quite a few times.
Yeah, that's it. It's fine.
That's fine.
She's gonna be the next Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, sure, when she's 70. Yeah.
10, 11, 12.
You know, you talked about her being fat.
Yeah.
They made her lose 60 pounds, eh?
Yeah, she was super fat.
She was super fat. She's in Catastrophe Season 1. She's fat as hell.
Carrie Fisher looked like she was, like, there was a scene where I think she was hugging Han, and her face was on his chest.
She looks CG.
No.
You've been smoking for 30 years.
No. She looked like, if you've ever been to a funeral, and there's just a body in a casket, she looked like that. Like, her skin was just like, yeah, she looked embalmed. It's like, oh!
And we were saying, like, she must have, like, a mini stroke or something, because she's really tight-lipped. And like she wasn't like that.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, man. She's been on cocaine for the past
30
years.
I guarantee you she got like facial surgery done. Like
it seems like she has something.
Chad, you think you got 5?
Yeah.
Or a 3 or what?
I already said it. BB-8 stole the show. I thought every time that they went to him for comic relief,
it worked.
It delivered and it was funny.
BB-8 was a knockout of the park.
His sounds were right on too.
I was really worried.
Behind the little sphere, behind his eye, you can see little mechanical things moving around. Like, inside the eye. Like, moving around.
I don't know if I caught that either.
Top notch.
Yeah, everything was so, the attention to detail is ridiculous.
Just a whole bunch of, I said it a whole bunch already, but Rey in front of the destroyer engine.
Yeah.
Probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Kylo stopping the blaster shot, said it already. Kylo chopping that dude. Said, the TIE escape when they escape together off the what is the new Death Star called?
You're talking about the Star Destroyer?
No, the planet.
The planet.
Starkiller Base.
Starkiller Base. Okay, were they on that thing when they were escaping? Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer. Yeah.
Okay.
So like 3 out of your top 5 happened like within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Because I was walking the buddies last night, and I was writing all these down.
Nice.
And there was so much to like that, I don't know, I got to this point where I had to stop.
I like the idea that you were chronologically going, like, okay, what was good? And then, like, within the first 10 minutes,
yeah, like,
that was awesome, that was awesome, that was awesome.
I've got 5 in the first, 20 minutes.
Actually, yeah, that the fucking the Rey Star Destroyer thing was in the first.
Yeah, TIE Escape, Rey piloting the Falcon. I thought that was fucking amazing. Like, I've never seen like there's cool shots in the Marvel movies, like in Age of Ultron when Iron Man gets the fucking Hulk Basher suit or whatever it's called,
yeah, Hulkbuster, yeah.
And he fights Hulk. That was amazing. I thought that was the coolest part of that movie. But like, this is one of those like. It's that, but with all the iconology of Star Wars.
Yeah, just like a big Star Wars action scene.
You're being chased by TIE fighters. You're flying inside a Star Destroyer. That awesome fucking gigantic stuff. We're going in, like, oh, like
she was like skipping across the sand.
Yeah,
in a flying ship.
When she started the fucking take off, and it like, and she carved the Falcon like into the ground for a second.
They were beating the shit out of the Falcon this whole movie.
Yeah, they hit so much stuff.
I remember thinking like, well, it's pretty strong in Battlefront, so I mean, I get it. Like, nothing takes that thing down.
And the last thing I put down was Rey's Jedi mind trick when she first figured it out. I thought that was a hilarious scene.
Oh, like, yeah?
And like, you're going to drop your weapon.
You're gonna
really?
Release me from these restraints.
See, I could feel my like friend anxiety, like, oh, they don't, the buddies don't like this scene. It's too much of a joke. Like, I'm like,
loved it.
Get
I
it over it with. I thought it was
funny. I loved it too, yeah.
Wow.
What told her to say thing. It?
I was thinking of you guys in that scene.
Probably like, oh, they're going to tease this part.
Yeah, so, like, it's too really? Heavy. It's too heavy.
There was a ton of rumor that Stormtrooper was Daniel Craig.
I think it's... Yeah, there, he was on set for like a day, and they said he was like...
They tried to debunk it, though. Even J.J. Abrams said it's not him.
That's bullshit. It's Daniel Craig.
Probably.
Well, he has a line. Not saying that's Daniel Craig. That Stormtrooper has a line.
Yeah. Well, he says... Yeah.
I'll tighten those restraints,
like,
you...
three lines.
You scavenger scum or something like that.
Yeah.
I will drop the lights... Okay, well, I don't know.
I thought that was hilarious.
I thought it was funny too. Everyone laughed in the theater.
But why does she have knowledge of any of this? Why does she know what the Jedi mind trick is?
It's only the Force.
Like, it's a big fucking problem.
No, because she
why is it a problem?
She was able to get inside Kylo's mind, so she's just
perhaps
sensing the other like electromagnetic.
Look at it this way, man. Ren even makes comments about it. How strong, like, the Force is strong in her. Like, I can feel it in her.
Yeah,
she's had zero training.
The way Kylo was able to break Poe. In like 2 seconds, this is the thing I was saying before is that like they push Poe as like this, oh, it's Han Solo, he's fucking strong, he's not going to give up on anything.
Yeah, he'll never tell.
Exactly, and then he's like, I'll never say anything, and he's just like, ah, like 10 seconds, and then he's like, the map's in a fucking BB droid on Jakku.
Yeah, and she just bam, straight like up gone. Shuts him down.
Yeah, shuts him down. Like, that's how powerful she is, because this Han Solo type character
with zero training,
got she doesn't raped even know what in the Force 20 seconds.
Well, he's not Force sensitive. Yeah, I get it. She's powerful.
I think she's going to be a fucking beast. She has to be with training.
And
I think
like, she buddy, has to by be. The end of this trilogy, Rey better be fucking Dr. Manhattan. Like, just in the air, like, deity fucking, like...
Imagine that, eh?
She is the Force Awakening, right? Like, that's who they're talking about.
Yeah, it's not Kylo Ren, like...
Kylo Ren is learning because he already knew some of the shit that Luke taught him. Correct. And he happens to... Well, Annie's the Skywalker bloodline.
And he's got the bloodline.
He's got that going for him.
And maybe she's just a completely new bloodline. Why is it only one family?
I got one galaxy? More top.
All right, go ahead.
Back 2 years ago or whatever, when they first announced that they were going to make a new one, Joe Maria said that Carrie Fisher or Leia was going to die in the first scene.
Yeah.
She lives.
That's a top for you?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just put that up.
The way I think about it is... She had one. They had one chance to get rid of Leia. They had one chance to get rid of Carrie Fisher, and it was when, like, let the fucking weapon fire, and then destroy it.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, why not let the fucking First Order get a little bit of fucking like?
They blew up foot six planets.
Ground, you know what I mean?
Or whatever it was.
Yeah, but like, I think the dark side should have came out on top on this one.
Coolest fucking weapon, by the way. That was awesome.
Sucking the power out of stars. And then shooting.
Did they build it around a star?
No, it's a planet.
It must be able to traverse, though. I mean, they made two shots. Are they going to make a second
that thing?
Shot?
Remember how long it took for it to hit the planets?
It blots out like the sun power.
It was pulling from a nearby star.
I think the sun was within it.
No, it was. There was a shot of it,
it
pulling.
Sucks
out of it.
The sun.
No, because all of that
until the sun is depleted.
It was. I think it was kind of like a halo. almost. You see, you remember the part that was kind of like dug out within it?
That was just the part all the way of the around. Gun. Yeah, like
yeah.
The,
yeah, that was just part of the weapon.
No, but they were on that. They were on it.
It was a planet. There's yeah. trees yeah, and they're snow.
On the surface of the planet. It exactly. can't be in the sun.
I feel like they built it around a sun.
No. You're complete. They even say it's
they fired the it sun. Once, meaning they already gotten power from a sun.
A star.
Then they lost all the power by killing five planets. And then they were, yeah, a star. And then they went to another one. I'm assuming there's some way to move it through space. And there was a sun nearby.
Oh, I don't know if they can move it.
TJ, I don't believe it.
That's exactly
what it was. Ridiculous.
TJ, what are your tops?
What do you think? It showed a scene of it sucking.
So hold on.
Yeah, there is a shot of it sucking.
They kill stars?
Yeah.
They steal. Yeah, they use up the energy.
I thought...
Watch it again.
I don't believe it.
Okay, well, we'll see.
No, dude, they were fighting. They were fighting on the planet.
You're
they were
face.
Fighting on the surface of that planet.
Yeah.
Looking up, and you could see the sun getting sucked out.
That's what it does, yeah.
So what are you saying?
But there was no sun in orbit. Whenever they showed it from far away, I think there was no sun anywhere close to it.
I think it just sucks from the nearest star.
They built the sun, or they built it around the sun.
They built the no. That would make it around the sun. That would make it one time.
How the fuck would you build anything around the sun? I'm gonna put this nice tree planet around the sun.
Infinite power, man. The sun just regenerates.
All right, TJ. What are your top five?
The sun.
Or your top five.
So again, no particular order here. The first thing I got is Kylo Ren's light side. So I didn't want Vader over again. Some dark guy, part of the Skywalker bloodline. I'd like that immediately. We got to see that there's some light in him, and I'm thinking maybe he's a protagonist.
Well, that's the entire plot of the original trilogy, is that there's still light in Vader.
Yeah, but...
I got you.
It's different this time.
Conflicted like, villain, like, it's not black and white.
Yeah, and like, it goes hand in hand with him taking off his mask. What?
These are our predictions.
You put him in an envelope.
We sealed them.
To be...
I didn't predict shit.
You said you didn't want to participate, which is
when
fine.
Did I say that?
I think you didn't... What are your top fives?
Yeah, so... he took off his mask. You actually got to see him as a person. Like, it wasn't just some Vader evil guy whose face you didn't get to see. Like,
yeah.
He's a real person. So, like, he actually has more character in general than Vader does.
Yeah. So, more vulnerabilities, I would say.
More vulnerabilities, yeah. Like, I actually thought in the middle of the movie that he could turn. You know what I mean? Because he was struggling right from the beginning, just by himself, not in front of anybody.
He didn't want to use the weapon. He said, all we need is the girl.
Yeah.
All we need to do is find Luke.
Yeah.
And Hux said, like, don't let your personal agenda get in the way of this.
And he fucks up five.
Yeah, and he's a temper, so, like, obviously he's weak in that way. To have a temper is to be weak, you know what I mean? So
It says something that Hux also has the...
Hey, to have a temper is not necessarily to be weak. I have a temper.
The fact that Snoke also looks to Hux and, like, confers with Hux, I think legitimizes that character a bit more than
Hux is Snoke's secondhand man. And Ren is just his... Just his apprentice.
Sure.
Yeah, it's his future plan.
Yeah.
He's going
to
build
up. That's why
up
he said
guy.
now it's time for you to bring him here and finish his training.
I didn't have this, but another thing I liked is that, again, immediately that red-haired guy was like, fuck off, buddy. You're going to screw this up. It's like, whoa, he's giving it to him. And I'm thinking, like, this is the Vader of the series.
Yeah, that's just choke him out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, buddy.
And, like, don't mess with Ren. Ren runs the show. But no, he doesn't. They were two side by side, and they're like, in each other's face all the time,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Competing for Snoke.
And it made me feel bad for Ren because he's getting his ass kicked. At every turn, when the Rebels outsmarted him, it only made the redhead look better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hux. So
he's just getting pissed off. He's just a little teenage kid, 30 years old.
Yeah, well, the other guy was young too, but... so I actually had the cast as well. Poe, Rey, and Finn. I love them all. You know, the old Star
I like
Wars
Finn a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He is awesome.
I like Poe a lot more than I thought.
His iconic fucking lightsaber... And it just like
he had no business
touching that
with that fucking saber. He had no business turning that thing on.
Good for him to give it a shot. She said, I'm never touching that thing again in my life. Like, I'm not.
Well, he didn't have any visions.
No, he didn't, but he knew that.
Imagine how fucking scary that would be.
He's like, I need a weapon. He's like, and then Han's like, you have one. Use it. And he just starts fucking.
He couldn't even fight a stormtrooper.
Yeah, does that trooper put up a fight?
How did that trooper know who he was? I mean, there's.
Traitor! That Ren fucking calls him out.
Black guy.
They're wearing all helmets. They're nameless. He's a number.
They seen him someone before.
You think they're out jerking off with each other and they're fucking...
Yeah, they're
in the locker room.
Yeah, just like absolutely. The clones in Clone
No, I
Wars.
Agree, actually.
Go on.
I love the backstory that they have in that 30 years. The idea of like, okay, how did they actually get to this point in this movie?
Yeah.
And it's, Luke went and trained people like he should have. right? One of them turned back.
And Leia had kids.
I like that it's not child. It's not his kid, but it's still a Skywalker. It makes sense that he didn't have the Force powers. Yeah, it's his nephew.
So did Ren fucking clean house and kill everyone that was being trained?
I think so. Well, Han says that, yeah.
Him I think there's going to be more to it than we think.
I'm going
to
play that
Like, somehow,
game.
Luke got away. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, it's Luke. Well, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Right, but without killing him, like, there's more to the story. We're going to find out more. That's obviously another one of the big secrets, right?
Yeah.
So. Ren's unmasking. And Rey's Force Awakening. So I just like that, like, I'm like, please take off your helmet. She kind of says, like, oh, I don't know, you can't see your face. He took
she
it off.
She calls him a creature in a mask.
Yeah. And he's like, they weren't what shy are you
talking about? He's like, I'm just a man.
Yeah. And then you could just hear his regular voice. Again,
which
like,
was
he's
the
a person.
Same. His voice is so fucking deep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my last one was Luke's beard. Just the way he looks in general.
That fucking long hair reveal is epic.
How?
He's so cool.
Do you think he's going to be ridiculously powerful?
No, like, I think he's going to be Yoda.
Like, look at how powerful Obi-Wan was in the prequel trilogy. And there's no way that Luke Skywalker is less powerful than Obi-Wan was.
But it's different. Like, Obi-Wan was
Kylo
a skilled,
Ren
like, swordsman.
More powerful than any of the powerful Jedi or Sith that they've shown so far.
Why? Because
stopping
he stopped
a blaster
it, because he stopped one blaster shot?
Freezing people? What the fuck else did anybody do? I'm going to try and stop this from falling and focus everything on
Yoda
this.
Yoda pulls a giant fucking turbine or something off of the wall.
Focusing. Kylo just goes, I'm talking to you. Boom! And he stops. And this guy's just...
He does have, like...
fast and epic, but, like, it's still just a blaster shot.
But there's
it's not a fucking X-Wing.
There's
Kylo's
so much
more powerful
proof
than
that he's not that powerful.
Yeah,
he was focusing on trying to get Luke's lightsaber.
But the fact that
he's that
powerful and he's
because Rey rapes him. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think that she was trying to grab it at the exact same time he was
starting? That's why he wasn't able to get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're both pulling at it.
I think so too.
Well, if you're both pulling at it, it's both a
What's
pulling
nuts is
motion.
That
why is it sitting still?
He's not even nearly finished his training, right? Like, and Obi-Wan is not very powerful with the Force. He's a very skilled swordsman. He barely ever uses the Force.
Yeah, you're right.
He uses it as a mind trick a couple of times. Other than that, he just fights. And he's really wise.
But
Obi-Wan.
Still
will
Rey.
They're flips
only
and shit,
because
though?
They have the CG to do it now.
Well, it's like fucking Christopher Lee fighting in like, it never looked good. Maybe they will, I don't know. But I love speculating. I'll talk to you about this for the rest of your life.
I want him just to be...
Doug, sorry.
Good with his mind. Like, I want...
Kylo?
No, Luke. I want Luke to be able to just, like... Almost just like, you know, powerful Mace.
Luke's Yoda. He's there to train Rey. That's it. I'm saying it.
He's going to have a fucking crazy scene against somebody in the next movie. He's going to have a bigger role in the next film, obviously.
Luke is Snoke.
No.
Luke is Kylo Snoke.
Doug, you got a high five there?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
I kept them pretty light. Like, I didn't, I don't know.
That's fine, man.
Too many, so I just tried to do five light things I really enjoyed. My first one is in no particular order. When Han and Leia first saw each other,
nice.
Yeah, he's like trying to look. Amazing. He's trying to look through the group of people walking.
Yeah,
out.
And I thought the C-3PO interruption was like,
oh yeah, that was good.
He's just staring at him like, get out of here.
Yeah, I was like choking up at that part, and it was like the perfect like weight of emotions and comedic relief.
You might not recognize me because my arm is red.
Shut the fuck up.
Get out.
You know, if you remember in Empire, the first time Leia and Han are going to
kiss,
fucking 3PO busts in. He's like, yeah. I found out what's going on with the hyperdrive. And it's like, well, I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that shit. He's just always getting in the way.
It's classic 3PO, like, interrupting Han. Like, that's what he does. Like, never tell me the odds, too. Like,
yeah.
He's always just pissing them off.
Right, I'll keep going.
So, next is Rey's AT-AT house.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah, if we did the top five props, there'd
her
be a
house,
whole new list.
Her house was an AT-AT?
She lived in a downed AT-AT.
She was eating that one time, like, resting against the bottom of its foot.
Remember she was inside cooking, and she used that cool cooking fucking goo?
Yeah,
you think that goo was real?
Those rations?
A quarter
ration.
Quarter ration.
That's her life.
Yeah,
every day, scavenge, get a quarter ration. And
see how hard
fucking...
she worked for that piece that she got too?
Yeah,
that
muffin? That
component?
That single muffin. That's what she gets to fucking...
Instant muffin.
Anyway, keep going. That was cool.
It was talked about earlier, but the Millennium Falcon unveil. I was pleasantly surprised by that unveil, and I really liked it.
I didn't know how they'd bring it in. Yeah. At all.
I guess you guys are right. There. Oh, shit, there like, the is. Fact there's no build-up whatsoever. It's like...
Yeah. One thing they did in the Hobbit movies was they overemphasized, like, every time something from the Lord of the Rings movies came in, it's like, it here got its own, like...
Saruman.
It got its own helicopter view, like, dun-dun-dun, like, zoom in, new fucking swords. Like, it happens just like it would have happened. Like, we'll take this one. They had no idea it was Han's ship. Like, they just got in it, and...
Yeah, peace. Like they said, it's been... stolen from this guy who stole it from this guy who stole it from this guy who stole it from Han.
And Han stole it from Lando.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a fucking ship. Like, it's just a car. Well, whatever. Go on, Doug.
Next one is the creatures at Maz's castle, specifically the band, like the recreated Cantina band.
Nice.
I forget the little tune, but he was just like...
The bassist guy?
Like the little leaps in Wind Waker. Just,
oh, yeah.
Bort. I can't remember the tune at all, though.
No. And that, like all the characters who were in that cantina in the original trilogy have all their own backstories, and like I know that same thing is going to happen again.
You know that big guy? There was like a big dude who had tusks.
Yeah,
and I've seen him before.
The beast, yeah,
he was in like one of the behind the scenes trailers, like featurettes they did for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. I recognize him from that.
I was like, who is this guy? And then you never see him again.
I can't believe Watto wasn't in it.
My number one is Chewbacca's rage at Han's death.
Oh, fuck yeah!
That was cool.
The shot, the roar, the scream, the fucking, the detonation, everything. So good.
I was upset that it didn't go longer than it should have. Like, he should have just been, just raping stormtroopers.
He sniped them all.
I wanted to go hand-to-hand, like, you three. Know what I mean?
Yeah, just... Rip one apart. No, throw it off the edge.
Well, that's where it's PG.
Like, eat one.
Well, yeah, they say like you don't want to fuck with a Wookiee. They'll rip your arms from.
Have you guys used the bowcaster in Battlefront?
I was wondering if it's even in it.
It's amazing. You know how like the one sniper has like a charge.
Yeah.
Well, the bowcaster is the same way, but it's like the charge is like there's a dot in the middle, and then two beside it, and then two beside that. And the longer you charge it, it like spreads.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And then when you let go, it shoots those all five directions.
Oh,
it's amazing.
That's so upsetting. That the game's better.
Shoots out. Doug, is that it for your
I'm
tops?
I'm constantly killed by it. Yeah, that's it for my five.
I'm constantly killed by it. Well, we are running a little long, so I'm gonna do my bottoms really quickly. The yarn ball monsters on Han's freighter.
Bad.
I did not like that at all.
I didn't like them either.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, me too.
They're
pretty scary.
Knights of Ren being in the past was like, oh.
A disappointment because he wanted
to
see
it. And these are just minor gripes. I mean, the movie's obviously amazing.
That's part of the rich backstory, though.
Yep. Rey too much too soon was like, come on. But, I mean, you guys make a good argument. Like, if she is the Force, like, we've chosen someone.
Yeah, but the light side has chosen someone. Like, I don't know what's happening to me. Like.
Yeah, and Han puts it in retrospect. Like, you think this is all, like, the Force is pulling. Like, it's...
Everything
what
that you've
say
heard
is, like,
and it's
all
I
true. Used to fucking think it was bullshit or something like that. And he's
pretty
like,
much.
And then he's just like, the problem is, it's true. Like, it's all true. Happening. Snoke, I thought was underwhelming, the CGI in particular. But is it because he's a hologram why he looks so bad?
Yeah,
no.
Yes. I didn't... Because
Maz
Snoke,
doesn't look very good either.
I thought Snoke was a giant.
You don't know he's a hologram. Right away, and he still looks bad.
I thought he was just a giant guy, and I was like, ugh,
I was like, why is there a giant race of people we've never seen?
You obviously think he's normal size, then?
Yeah.
But why does the CGI look so bad? If they can make Andy Serkis look like a fucking ape...
I don't think it looked that bad.
Why not? Can't they make him look like a guy with a cut on his face?
I don't think it looked that bad.
I don't think it looked that bad either.
Okay.
The close-up face shots when he moved his mouth and stuff.
Leia surviving, I thought, was a misstep. Like, cut more ties to the original trilogy. Doug just dying over there. And very little happening in space. You know, there wasn't much space travel or space, like, but that is like they were
moving through it quick, man.
They got from planet to planet to planet. Fast traveling is the way I described it. Dan, run through yours pretty quick.
I only have three. Number one, retreading familiar territory. I mean, there's no Death Star, but it's the Death Star.
2.0.
Yeah. It's bigger. Like,
they even make fun of it, I feel like.
Even the fact that, like, a lot of the characters are filling the old shoes of other characters. I feel like...
I think that we're putting that on the movie.
No.
No.
No, man. Like,
no, that's a classic J.J. Abrams move.
And that's fine. I mean,
he reboots.
It almost is a bit of a... It is and it isn't.
Okay, so that's go fine. On.
The next problem, waiting 2 years to see what's going to happen. Like, Luke Skywalker being who he is, and then only seeing his face for 30 seconds at the end of the movie, and then it's done. So 2 years, you're going to find out what happens.
Never in my life have I wanted the sequel
so
more.
Quickly.
Yeah. Like, I need it. And I can't believe it's going to be fucking 2 years.
Yeah. Well, at least we have
that's five minutes away.
Rogue One.
Rogue One has nothing to do with
it. It doesn't
this.
Matter, but it's something to look forward to.
Fuck that, man. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I want so much more. And, like, it's like, what am I going to learn about everybody
in the
next
movie? I want
the
trilogy right now.
What am I not going to learn about everybody in the next movie, which frustrates me more?
You know what's another bad thing is, like, yeah, sure, we have to wait 2 years for the next one, but then you have to wait another 2 years for, you're going to be...
And there's only going to be three. There's only going to be three.
Super extended movies. Added.
No way. I saw an interview recently.
Doug's going shit.
Bye, Doug.
Abrams said there was only like 10 minutes of deleted scenes.
There's no way.
A lie.
It is a lie.
There's no extended.
They deleted so much from that fucking movie.
Doug even said they deleted a lot of that girl's shit because they didn't like
the way it went. Mute that a little
bit. That's speculation.
Turn off that fucking thing, Doug.
All right, Chad, what are your
number three, my third, and last. The movie moved a little too quickly. Like,
very.
A lot happened in 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, like, for...
20 to 4 hours?
I don't know.
You know what? The original trilogy, and there is a lot of great, great, great dialogue in this one, but the original trilogy had, like, downtime. Where, like, you got to relax in between big set pieces and big moments.
That's when they were fast traveling.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens in the story of those characters. I mean, they weren't just, like
look
quiet.
Look at how quickly this happens. Like, Finn is a stormtrooper who does sanitation. Has no battle. He's never been in a battle. Obviously, he didn't even shoot his gun. He wouldn't shoot his gun at the people. He knew right from wrong and chose not to. Then next, within 5 minutes, he's on a fucking ship shooting other ships down from behind him.
Actually, I thought Finn's narration was the only good narration. Like, he was the only one who had a plan at the beginning of the movie, and he worked at that the whole time.
Oh, and that was it. The terrible, terrible plan that they had. They're like, here's the planet. Doop, 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 doop. Zoom in on this spot. Destroy this. We'll destroy the planet. All right, let's do that. And then...
Well, you had the right people in the room. They knew how to take the thing down. Like,
you think that governments...
Like, what did you call it? The terrible plan?
Yeah, it was the worst plan. And then Finn gets there and he's like, okay, how are we going to take out the...
Well, see, they had done it before, twice over, so the third time they're experts.
We're going to put Finn on the planet, he's going to take down the force field. Then he gets down there, how are we going to take down this force field? I don't know, I do sanitation.
I love Finn. I love
are you
him.
Kidding me? You have that Han's much
like,
on the fucking
Are you
line?
Sure after this? He's like, no, but here we go. We're going to go we're gonna go this way and we're gonna fucking do this.
See, that was the one problem that I had. That was
he
like,
knew to go after...
too light.
No, he knew to go after Phasma.
I know, but...
And then Chewie...
It's a planet. It's a planet.
He worked there on the base.
He knew the central base, though.
He knew where he was on the base. He worked there. But anyway, Chad, you're lows.
One thing with what you're saying is that they're able to go in with just this haphazard, shitty plan.
And take down this fucking planet destroyer.
The fact that it's happened twice already.
Retreading familiar ground.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that, like, okay, they're... Let alone the hour it took to charge this 10-minute laser. Okay, we're closing in on 15 minutes. It's been 45 minutes already. Come on. But, like,
sure.
Laser's charging up, and they could easily have taken out Leia and not destroyed the Starkiller base.
Like, only a fraction of the
No, nothing. The blast? Because whatever they shot was just nothing. And
there was no threat coming from what they destroyed
Starkiller Base was just this, like, when you said it was super dark and it could have been really dark,
yeah,
it wasn't dark because they destroyed that base, I feel.
Yeah, the First Order should have got some high ground there.
If they
had to shoot early and they didn't have the full potential of that sun, so like
going into the next thing and killing Leia and killing the Resistance.
So you wanted the Resistance to be on their heels at the beginning of the next.
Oh yeah, I wanted by the end of the movie, like, only people on Starkiller Base are the only relevant people.
The only,
everybody else is gone.
Yeah, the only win you get,
and that
is,
was everybody,
is
right?
Rey going to Luke at the end.
That kind of reminds me of a bottom. A little bit. I forgot to write it down, but it bothered me even when I was talking to Fano at the bottom of the stairs.
That base explodes very, very quickly. Like,
yeah.
They get off. Ren is in the forest.
Yeah.
On the ground. How the fuck did he get off the plane? How did anyone get off the plane?
Phasma's dead, right? Do we all agree that Phasma's dead?
Mm.
They threw in a trash compactor, and then the whole planet exploded.
She got out.
There's got as out. Much chance that she got out as Kylo Ren.
Everyone was dead on that thing.
The whole entire First Order? Are they all fucking dead?
They should be. Hux should be dead. Hux should be dead. Everyone
well, Hux is gone. I mean, Hux had time to leave, right?
No.
Hux probably retrieved Kylo.
Yeah, it was a sloppy exit. That's all. Like,
I couldn't believe that ending. Like, movie's still amazing. I love that it happened. I just, like, I wish it would have went another way. I wish it would have went the dark side.
I know. Exactly. I completely agree with you.
Like, they should have destroyed the Resistance. Leia gone. Like, holy fuck, they fired that thing. Well, at least Luke's there, mother...
If you break it down to heroes and villains, the heroes had no business leaving with the high ground.
Absolutely not.
No business.
They were like a band of misfits on some random planet against this fucking... Nazi...
No, they have been growing in strength for 30 years.
Not the Resistance, but the heroes. Rey. And Rey versus Kylo, she had no business.
Oh, I agree. Those individual
Finn had
battles.
No business even being able to stand
You don't
up.
Even know Ren's background, though.
Finn should have been fucking dead.
He was.
He was shot in the belly, though.
You tell me Kylo Ren couldn't just freeze him and kill him?
It was the wound.
It
the
took
wound
way too long.
All right, well...
All right, number bad, too. Phasma sucks.
Sure. The only reason you thought it was going to be good is because she looks fucking sick.
No, I thought she was like the next fucking Boba Fett. Boba Fett sucked too.
Yeah, so you had high hopes based on the way they looked.
Yeah.
Looked cooler than they were.
It was, yeah.
The lightsaber battles were very lackluster. Aside from fighting in the snow and the snow hitting the saber... That looked really, really cool. Yeah. Lightsaber battles weren't that good.
But that was kind of explained.
They were just
kind of...
They weren't trained.
They weren't trained.
There's no training whatsoever.
They weren't trained. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, there's been...
a break.
They actually,
Kylo was
like,
trained by Luke, for fuck's sake. Don't give me that shit.
Kylo was pretty fucking good with the lightsaber.
No, he wasn't.
Did you see him winging and fucking zigging and zagging with that thing?
All he did was chop some shit.
It took 20 minutes to get Finn down.
But he was injured. So, what more? Let me hear more bads.
Don't push me along, man.
Push you along, man. We're running along.
How come, Chewie's gun?
I'm not trying to discredit you. I think, Kylo Ren should have raped everybody.
Han uses Chewie's gun a few times, and every time makes mention of how sweet. He's like, fuck, I love this gun. And every time he shoots...
He just shoots
the stormtroopers, and they fly, right? Like, they're gone. Yeah, they're getting hit with nades. And then Chewie fucking shoots Kylo Ren in the belly with it, and all he does is goes...
He's the villain, though.
He's the force.
The force grounded him?
He force held himself. So force
held. When Chewie got pissed and he was shooting troopers, it was, again, like a focused beam. You know what I mean?
He fucking hit.
Maybe it was the distance. Maybe it was the
it
distance.
It could be a charge shot.
Maybe it could be a charge.
Like
he charge shot you one laugh, single shot instead of five, right?
Pew, pew, opposed to hold the trigger, you know?
I don't know, whatever. Still, every other stormtrooper that gets hit...
I like this thing.
How come the stormtroopers always got shot in the center of their chest?
What are your lows there, buddy?
Way too many storyline similarities to the old ones, so that's exactly what Dan said.
That's part of Star Wars, but I agree, like...
Sure.
It's getting old, like, I want, you know, something completely different.
Dude, if you actually watch that movie with thinking about that, like, I was just
oh, no,
so
they're all over the place.
Many, so
they're called,
many.
Like, ripples, right? Like, the story ripples, like, the history is repeating itself, that kind of thing.
No, but by you saying that is suggesting this happens. I've never seen it this bad in any movie. And they always
the prequels do exactly.
What's that?
The prequels do it, like, they exactly run the beats of the original trilogy.
I don't think nearly as much as this one did, but anyways.
I agree, like, specifically, this movie mirrors not the original trilogy, but like Episode 4.
Yes,
like,
New Hope. Yeah. Absolutely, big time.
Yeah, like it's
sure. Yeah,
and it's almost a minor gripe.
Oh, these are all minor gripes. Yeah,
totally. The whole time I'm watching it, going, "Oh man, that's just the same shit over again." And then they make me like it the way that they've done it because it fit well with the rest of the movie. So like, even though I didn't like that, like the fact that they had to pull back, they always made it pay off. Like it was still done in an awesome way.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Was next here. Weak lightsaber battles.
Yeah.
Again, I can think of like the one in the
I knew,
snow.
I was so fucking excited. Like the ones,
like
the ones
that.
From the 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Those were awesome. And
yeah.
I was like, holy shit, here
remember
we go.
Yoda?
Like, Yeah, like Obi-Wan wasn't barely trained. He fought like a motherfucker. That guy raped.
Remember that fight where he
Kylo Ren raped any of those guys?
That's insane. These are trained fucking sword fighters.
If you go back and watch the prequels, the jumps in the lightsaber fights look really stupid.
Oh my god, they're bad.
To me. And, like, I'm so glad they didn't put those
in. There's, like, three or four mistakes in the lightsaber jumps.
Like, jumping, like, fight scene. Like, I thought maybe the battles were, like, a little underwhelming, but, like, the effects, like, a lightsaber has never looked better. Like, when they were clashing, and you could see the colors spilling through into both of them,
yeah.
Like the blue and the red.
Well, the actual props,
so cool.
The actual props had,
did you guys like that?
No, the actual props were lit up, eh? Like, so, like, the light from the blade, like, you actually captured on film.
That's
like, they've never done that before.
Yes, it has.
I feel like lightsabers...
It was all digital. Yeah, it was all digital in the prequels.
Lightsabers feel like they had more weight to them than they have ever had before.
Okay, go on.
I'm with you that there was not an opportunity to have a good battle, because there's no reason why Rey should be good or Finn should be good, but they just kind of sucked, and it's unfortunate that we're in a Star Wars movie.
I don't think we've seen the last of lightsaber battles.
Oh, absolutely. They're only going to get better from here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now they're training.
They started out shit, and then next, they're just going
to
be...
It's just like going into a Star Wars movie, you expect awesome lightsaber battles. Shit.
I really want to... Rey should have a fucking staff with a lightsaber on the end of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
she might.
Two little lightsaber things?
Why did she carry that, by the way? Just protection?
That was just her weapon. Yeah, yeah. You need a weapon when you're a scavenger.
It looked like it should have been like... had electricity running through it or something.
That's what she's getting. Like a spear with
short?
Yeah, like a something we've never seen. Lightsaber on either side.
Elegant design.
Just head chopping and chop heads in.
Chop heads. Keep going.
So my next point is Carrie Fisher. So Christ. I almost put Leia, and then I was like, no, it's Carrie Fisher. I can't see Leia in her anymore.
Yeah, I don't even see Leia.
No.
I accidentally seen an interview with her on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Holy God.
I'm surprised they got that decent of a performance out of her. You know what I mean? Like, she's a drug addict.
She's a fucking renegade, yeah.
Like, what do you mean she's a drug addict?
It's not that. Like, she's schizophrenic. Like, she's diagnosed, like, schizophrenic.
Oh, wow.
Bullshit.
You don't think that's true?
Bring up the fucking Google image.
Guys, I'm so sorry. We gotta keep going. We gotta drive it.
Alright, so my last gripe is simply that the plot of this movie kind of invalidates episode 6, where, like, what was that all for? It just, 30 years later, we're in the same spot, there's still this galactic empire.
There's a different one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But they're still, like,
well,
I mean,
no,
they're
bigger in the Republic is very much in power, and there is peace. But there's the First Order who are, like, trying to regain ground.
So, like, where did they get the resources?
The Empire was in complete control of the galaxy.
Who is Snoke? Who is Snoke?
I don't know.
Andy Serkis.
But, yeah, the Empire was in complete control of the galaxy. Like, there was oppression. And, like, you see a bit of that in the fucking Rebels show. And, like,
who has the funds to do this, though? To create something? There's the debt. They did that fucking Age of Ultron thing. Remember the thing that I hated?
No.
It was like... This is his AI, and this is Ultron's AI. Like,
oh, they did it with the
Death Star. This is his Starkiller base.
I honestly thought that was a
they
joke.
Did do that, yeah.
They did do that.
It was so bad it had to be a joke.
Is that your last one?
So it's bigger. That was my last one.
Oh man, it's bigger. It's way bigger. But like, yeah,
like making fun of themselves. Like, it's
how
just
did they
Death
get
Starber
the
bigger.
Funding to do that shit if no one's following?
And
them?
Why didn't they?
Snoke's got to be somebody huge.
Why did they nip it in the bud? Like when they were building this giant planet destroyer.
I don't know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I assume they're, like, equal in weight.
If the Republic was truly in power, why didn't they know this was happening? Why didn't they know this fucking planet? Because
the galaxy is massive. Galaxy.
Do you think there's going to be one twice as big as Starkiller Base in episode 8?
You know what? If anything, no, that better be the last 10. Fucking, like,
I don't
want to
see
spherical
a stupid
shooter.
Star anymore.
Yeah.
That thing rapes, though.
Oh,
that was the coolest fucking weapon I've ever seen.
Can we make... What were you going to say?
I was going to say the underwhelming, like, oh, I'll just try 5 planets.
You know, yeah, very underwhelming.
When they did it in early Star Wars, when they did it in Star Trek, like, it was, like, gut-wrenching. They're just like, the only part I got was seeing the people on the planet as they died.
Yeah, they were,
like, lit
like,
up.
They see it
I
coming.
I felt bad for those people. Like, yeah, I was like, oh my god, these people are dying, and they know it, and it sucks. But then no one
yes,
warned them.
Seeing the red
no one was
coming
like,
at them?
Like, guys. It was just like, yeah, they're bad, and we established that they're pretty evil now.
I got a question for you. In a galaxy where you can travel planet to planet very easily, do you think there's billions of people on each planet?
Yeah.
Or do you think they spread out?
No,
they only shot... They only shot, like, the population-dense planets, I think.
They shot Republic planets.
Yep.
Doug, your lows.
I just have a few. I couldn't even get to the full 5. Like, I was able to talk myself out of every one of them. But, like, same with all you guys. Like, the repetition, specifically the Death Star, I have to say. Poe Dameron's character, I did think he was a little
underwhelming.
I liked the things he did, like the flying, but that's not Oscar Isaac. Like, the actor just didn't have a lot of depth to him.
I feel like
they didn't really give him a chance. It wasn't his performance. It was just like he had no weight to the story. He was doing things.
You know, he's much older than the other two as well.
This comes down to the biggest argument about it. My number one gripe. It should have been 4 hours long. It could have rode everything in.
Well, there's a whole... Like, Poe's the only character who has a backstory in the new canon. Like, they wrote books about Poe's parents and stuff. Like, he's just born and raised, like, resistance fighter.
I don't read that shit. Yeah,
no, you don't have to, but, like, he's got depth. It's just... He's just a pilot. He's just a fighter pilot. Like, and that's all he's going to be. Not everyone is Luke Skywalker, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody is Luke Skywalker. Yeah,
but keep going.
Han Solo was just a pilot. You could have been a bigger...
Yeah, he was. Han Solo was just a pilot in the first one. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, in Star Wars, in A New Hope, Han Solo is just a guy who's helping out.
Yeah.
And you learn everything about all these characters. Like,
Han Solo's mysterious, and you want to know more about him, and that's why you think he's cool. Poe had nothing like that. I didn't want to know anything about Poe.
That's true.
Han Solo left me...
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like... Try and watch New Hope with a new set of eyes. Like, there's nothing going on with those characters. All the depth comes from Empire. But, I mean, hey, that's just me.
But there were depths to other characters, and that's why I liked them, and he didn't have any.
Sure, yeah.
And then my other one, my top one, was, like, Azul.
Oh, hang on. Hang on, Doug.
We just lost Doug's audio.
Oh, he can't
hear
us. Okay.
Just 1 second.
Why did it end?
We lost Doug's audio. He can still hear us. Or no, he can't. But here, I'm just going to hand out our predictions and hopes. Here, Danny, you can have that one.
That's Joe's.
Berkey, you can have this one.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to hand this to...
Your call has been forwarded to Telus Mobility.
Oh, Doug.
Doug,
what's
the point?
No, that's not him.
Not available.
So we lost Doug's audio.
No, hang on. Hello?
Hey, I mean...
All right.
Lost you there for a second, buddy.
Died on me all of a sudden.
Huh. What were you saying?
I was saying, like, my number one, like, the Stormtroopers as, like, a unit weren't that cool or menacing. Like, you have, like, the riot control troopers was cool, and, like, guys on stuff, but just, like... And, I mean, in the first scene, they were pretty cool where they were burning the village.
Hey, Doug, but Doug.
After that, they didn't really pose a threat or do anything that evil.
Hey, sorry, man. Your audio's a little choppy, but we heard what you were saying. Yeah, the Stormtroopers didn't seem like they were that powerful. So, if you can still hear us, we have the envelopes here.
Where's mine?
Of our hopes and predictions. There, you can open that one.
I don't got one of my own.
Any correct prediction, by the way, gets a nice Pabst Tall Boy. Chad, you can just have one if you want.
Hey,
we can hear you, but your audio is a little choppy. That's all.
What is this?
These are our hopes and our predictions. So I've got TJ's.
From the next?
No. This is... We wrote these down before the movie came out. I'm sorry. You missed the memo. But that's
nobody
okay.
Nobody wrote down mine?
I asked you for them, and you said, I just want to watch the movie. I said, fair enough.
Oh, for right before the movie.
Yeah. All right. I've got TJ's hopes and predictions. Just going to turn that down. I think he's out.
Hi, Doug.
TJ's hope. Do you want to do hopes or predictions first?
Don't care.
Hopes. Force Awakens is really important. Oh, the title Force Awakens, in quotations, is really important. Maybe there are many Force-sensitive people. Well, fair enough.
I feel like Force Awakens is going to be a good title for the trilogy, because we don't really know what it means yet. We have guesses, but we're not sure. And all they said was there's been an awakening.
You don't think that Rey, after all this, is the Force Awakening?
It's not very definitive.
Sure.
So, I think it's more...
Speculative.
Yeah, I think that works well for the series, but there's definitely not tons of people. I think that was a mistake. I'm realizing now that the Force is something special, and it's not meant for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, they're keeping it special, so that was never going
to
happen.
Even Leia is Force-sensitive, but never decides to be a Jedi or use it. Like it's what you do with it. Maz Kanata has a knowledge of the Force, but isn't sensitive to it.
This is going to sound silly, but the comparison I'll make is to X-Men, where people become mutants...
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I thought Force Awakens might be literally, like, the world splitting into, like, people becoming Force sensitive, and people not. It was just a thought, and not that I like that I don't want that to be the storyline or anything, but I want it to have more weight than it did. And I think it will in the upcoming movies. So
TJ's prediction, Luke is mostly absent until the end, and when he comes in, he rapes because he's ridiculously powerful.
So exactly what you said. I thought like we were going to get Luke just like saves the day and just destroys the
lightsaber. Just sitting
like,
there, just going to...
You think he's old as shit? And yeah. And he's just like this god, like Dr. Manhattan. That's what I was really hoping for.
I thought it was possible that it was Luke pulling at the lightsaber.
I want him to be so fucking powerful with the force that he doesn't have to even move. He just stands there with his eyes closed and everything around him is getting fucking raped.
But in he's just as powerful as Anakin, who's just as powerful as Kylo, right? Like, the bloodline.
Not necessarily. Because everyone thought
Anakin was the chosen one, right? And then
why though?
No, but let's because every generation
because of his bloodline because he was created by fucking Plagueis, like he was created by the dark side. Anyway.
I want every generation to be stronger. Luke can be amazing, and then Kylo has the potential to even go higher.
Is it worth arguing that Kylo is stronger than anything we've seen in the movies so far?
I would love him to be.
I think that's your intention.
No, no, like he is stronger from what you've seen in the movies.
Shot in the belly.
He is stronger.
He's awesome.
He stops people. He stops people. He stops blasters. And, okay, like, well, they would not have shown that if it wasn't like, this is how fucking powerful this
somebody
is.
Else does that. Dooku does it. Like, he grabs Anakin and throws him at one point. He grabs Obi-Wan and throws him at another point. Like,
I think he's very strong, but not, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but Dooku, perfected yet, you know Dooku what I mean? When he does that, is at his best. Like, he is an old man trained in the fucking
exactly.
Jedi arts his
like,
entire
this
life.
Guy, this guy...
This guy, yeah.
He's a teenage Sith, stronger than Dooku or Vader.
What's the craziest thing Anakin does? I can't remember.
Sure. Windu in the cartoon you showed us.
No, you can't say he's... I don't think he's stronger than Vader, man. Like, Vader would have just lightsabered it away.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think they were trying to establish him as cool, but I think they put some things in to make him seem like he's not fully trained yet. Whereas Vader was just like...
That's exactly what I think it is.
No.
Yeah.
Vader would have lightsabered it away because he has a physical weapon to deflect it. He hasn't totally mastered the...
Ren's just using the Force.
I'm stopping this from
well,
happening.
Also, Vader is broken. Like, he's a broken person. Like... Do you think the fact that Vader's mostly machine has anything to do with his underpowered? I think it absolutely does.
Dude, the guy's fucking totally aware of his surroundings. He walks into a group of hundreds or so refugees and whatnot, and he just like, there's some guy way over there and just...
I know you don't like retconning, but like, Anakin can use a fucking lightsaber like nobody else.
What's that word?
Retconning. Like, retroactively putting in new continuity. So, Anakin...
I've heard that many times.
Anakin uses... Really?
No.
Retconning?
Sorry. It's popular in Star Wars because they did them backwards.
Sure.
But, yeah, Anakin can fight like no one's business, but then he gets his arms and legs cut off and he's not very good with a lightsaber anymore. Do you think the fact that he got fucked up by Obi-Wan has anything to do with the fact that he's not the most powerful Jedi like ever?
No.
Or Sith ever?
No.
Oh, weird. I thought that was the only reason that he...
I don't think your ability...
That anyone stands a chance against Vader is because he got his arms and legs cut off.
Doesn't take into account
it. It's all... I feel like what makes you a strong, like a Sith or a strong Jedi is your use of the Force.
Why didn't Sidious go to another guy who was capable of fighting a fucking lightsaber?
Well, he tried to. He tried to find Luke. He tried to get Luke. Anyway, so TJ, congrats, you did pretty well. Who's next?
Well,
both
wrong,
why don't we do Doug's? Because Doug, your audio is a little choppy, so maybe this is a good time to say goodbye. We'll do your hopes and predictions. And
before you do mine, let me just say I was 100%.
All right, Doug.
All right, so Doug's hope.
And I beat you in that argument. You fucking asshole.
That scene's not even in the movie, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. Okay. First, the hope, which is. Okay, Chewbacca, Stormtrooper, head crunch. And I want to see him rip someone in half.
Huh? Crunch, yeah.
Sorry, say it again.
When were these written?
Chewbacca, Stormtrooper, head crunch. Oh, yeah, you wrote this.
Yeah.
That didn't happen?
He wanted a Chewbacca to crunch a Stormtrooper's head.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Should have happened.
What do you mean?
All right, but he kicked ass. He had his Stormtrooper rampage.
It was very close.
That was his hope. What's his prediction?
Crunch.
Prediction? So that hand from the trailer handing the lightsaber over was an alien hand, basically was your prediction.
It was Luke's hand.
Which, yeah.
But I clarified to Joe that I thought it was Maz's hand. And
well, I think that's obvious that it's Maz's hand, but...
It's Luke's hand.
That didn't appear in the movie, though.
Right? It wasn't in the movie, so it doesn't count.
She's too short for that to be her for the trailer.
No, Maz never hands anybody.
It wasn't the movie. The hand on
Maz gave
on R2?
Rey the lightsaber.
No, she didn't. Maz gave Finn the lightsaber. Rey touched the thing like, and then walked away. So like that scene wasn't in the movie.
What are you talking about?
She tried to get
a trailer of this.
There's a trailer where he says my sister has it, and it's a hand passing it to a woman's hand. And I was like, that's Leia. That's Leia's hand. And Doug said, that's an alien hand. And I said, no, it's Carrie Fisher's weird fucking hand. And Doug's been mad about it ever since. But yeah, it was Maz.
That was right.
Yeah, but that scene wasn't in the movie, so it's completely erased from existence.
The trailer was not Maz.
Move on.
It wasn't.
You're right, Doug. It was Maz's hand in the trailer. An alien hand. A little three-fingered alien hand.
Rewatch the trailer. That person is
I was right.
5+ good call. All right.
You were right. Dougie, thanks for joining us on the episode. It's been swell. We really appreciate
you. See you, buddy.
Yeah.
Love you.
See you guys.
Bye, Doug.
See you guys in like 2 days.
Yeah. Yep.
Snap back into it. Who's got Dan's?
Dan.
You want me to read...
who has
Dan's hopes?
You want to read mine?
Dan's hopes. Kylo Ren is this trilogy's Vader, not its Maul.
Meaning I wanted him to be...
Not dead.
The bad motherfucker through all three of them, and it's... Well, I'm going to have 2 of 3, anyway, at least.
It's looking that way.
Yep.
Death of one or more old trilogy cast members. Han's dead.
Yeah.
Easy choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily. I gave Doug shit for... You knew that Han was going to die? Before you saw the movie?
No. Of course not. But it's obvious that there's a great potential for them to kill off
one
of the three main characters. Just an easy...
I thought Han was his date. Because...
He had to pick one of them?
You know why?
Been good.
Because of the spoiler that I heard that I knew who he was. Like, without question.
Alright, remind.
Joe's hope. Kylo Ren is the first person we see. First character, first main character.
We didn't. What's up, Poe?
Yep. And prediction was Finn quickly loses his hand against Kylo Ren within 10 seconds, which also doesn't happen.
It does not.
What is he? He gets cut somewhere.
His whole back, like it's a slice?
Yep. Or is it his chest?
No, it's his back. It's a slice. And the exhaust from Kylo Ren's saber goes right through his fucking
his shoulder.
Yeah.
It's not exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That's fucking exhaust.
He was screaming.
Just happens to take the form of a... freaking handguard, whatever.
It's not, like you guys were saying, like the beam itself is breaking out of the side of the handle. It's not. Like, that is intentional.
Yeah.
The cross guard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a cracked, yeah, I'm just speculating, but it's a cracked crystal,
because it's like an uncontained beam.
Yeah.
But it's contained within the saber.
It's Fogger Zerk.
Do you want to read my predictions? Yeah. Hopes?
Chaz is a new pod race Jakku. What?
New pod race on Jakku.
Okay. And prediction is sweet movie.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet movie. That was right.
That was a U, right? Not a V?
Yeah, movie.
Movie.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been a long episode, but hey, it's a big movie and we want to talk about it.
Like, I can't believe it. Literally,
oh,
how,
shit.
This how podcast could have went on for 4 hours.
Are we ending it right now?
Yeah. Why? What do you want to do?
I want to say Windsor IMAX is fucking garbage.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
It absolutely
it. Fucking garbage.
Why?
I'll put it right up.
What was there wrong you go.
With it? Dirtiest screen I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen more lines in my whole life. And I expected the...
the sound was low.
I expected to be like...
Yeah, the whole time I'm thinking like...
Into my seat at that point. Like,
I was thinking like, it's not a sound effect, so maybe it's just like the score is mixed
I felt
low.
Like, I felt like the back... My sound eyes wasn't on.
It wasn't on.
My eyes
I'm pretty sure it was just stereo.
I haven't seen a 3D movie in a while.
I was listening for it. Like
your eyes need to be trained to see 3D. Like,
don't watch
the
thing.
I couldn't see it either.
It was
Mandy and I were like,
at first, it literally like when it shows the numbers flying at your face. Like,
I never ever look at that. I hide my eyes from that.
I hate
it
that.
Hurt my brain. I went, oh,
that always hurts. That
it's
always
terrible. And you know what the problem is? They leave the fucking lights on, and the lights glare off the lens. So it causes problems. I almost fucking
yeah,
yelled.
Some guys like, turn the fucking lights off.
Why do you have
some guys sitting
trailers
in front of me doing this?
You're gonna have the lights on.
Super Star Destroyer though, like over the crowd.
Best thing I've ever
seen. That shot was fucking so sick. I couldn't believe the distance it came out. I was like, whoa! Oh my god, like it's here. And it was really? To me, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was so crisp and so clear.
It was perfectly framed, like
in the foreground.
Dude, it was like I heard everyone around me like, whoa, wow.
Well, you might have gotten a more interesting perspective because you were off to the side. For me, like it was framed like within the screen, you know. So like, it was in the foreground. The players in the background.
I was further back than you were in the theater. So like
one row.
Was it only one?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Two rows. Chad was one behind me. You were one behind Chad.
When you were talking to me on the phone, and I couldn't see you. I wasn't able to see you. But I fucking thought that thing was over majority of the crowd. Like it was out. Whoa,
buddy! Wednesday's gonna be so much fucking fun.
Also, worst trailers I've ever seen.
Yeah, where the fuck was the Uncharted 4 trailer that's supposed to be out? Uncharted 4 trailer was supposed to be out.
What was in there? There was
Batman vs. Superman,
and
Civil War.
And Civil War. That was it.
Very bad movies.
And 15 minutes of commercials.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I paid $60 to be here. I don't want to pay another $40 to fucking watch commercials.
Wait, what?
I paid $60 to be here. I don't want to pay another $40 to see commercials.
That's right.
Tune in next week. We're gonna have our secret our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a lot of fun.
And tune in next while we unbox Mass Effect's loot crate.
AllRangeMode.com.
Yeah, we're on AllRangeMode.com. We should have mentioned that earlier. Thanks for listening. My name's Joe.
I'm Dan.
I'm Chad. Hello.
I'm TJ.
And this is All Range Mode, and we are out.
Stop it.
Gotta go, right?